Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Bechorot Daf Yod Dalet Amud Aleph at the very top of the Amud. We're about to study Mishnayot Bet VeGimel of this, the second parak of Bechorot, which is going to deal with a particular issue which falls out on one side of Hekdesh in Mishnah Bet, on the other side of Hekdesh in Mishnah Gimel, with very different results. We will focus on Mishnah Bet because our Gemara today is going to analyze only Mishnah Bet. You have to see Mishnah Gimel in order to see the contrast, and tomorrow we'll go over, in the next podcast, we'll go over the Mishnah Gimel in order to see that background. Kol HaKodashim Shekadam Mum Kavu Al HaKdeshan V'Nifdu. So you have any Kodashim that first had a Mum Kavua, which we're going to deal with a lot in the rest of this Masechet, the definition of a Mum Kavua, we'll call it right now a full blemish that happened before you were makdish the animal. We have to assume here, although it's not necessary, that you weren't aware of the mum at the time, because there is an isur to be makdish bali mum. But in any case, v'niftu, and then they were redeemed as bali mum. Chayavin b'vchora v'matanot, so they have a chiyuv of b'chora, in other words, if they give birth, and if you slaughter them, you have to give them matanot, that we saw towards the end of Masechet Chulin. V'yotzin l'chulin l'gazez v'le'aved, they become chulin, and you could shear them, and you could work them. V'ladan v'chalavan mutar, their offspring is mutar, to shecht, their milk is mutar to drink. L'char pidyonan, only after pidyon, we'll see about that. V'chochtan b'chutz batur, if you were to go outside of the precincts of the Azara and shecht them, you are not liable at all for shechting kochim b'chutz. V'en osin t'mura, if you try to make a t'mura from them, in other words to say, this animal is like that, and using it as the index, then it doesn't work. V'meitu yipadu, if they die, you could still redeem them, and we'll see at the end of this podcast why. Chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maser, that's the exception. Bechor ma'aser retain their kedusha, even as bali mum, and we'll see more about that later on. Now, the next Mishnah sets an apposition. V'chol shekadam hekdeshan muman, if the hekdesh came first and then they became bali mum, o mum over the hekdeshan, or let's say they had a temporary or small mum, we'll call it, but we really mean a temporary mum, before they were makdish them. V'lochar mikan olad lehen mum kavu, and after you makdish them, then the permanent big mum came in. Then v'niftu, and then they were redeemed because of the mum. Turim na b'chorah min ha-matanot, they still retain kedusha, and therefore there is no din of b'chorah. If it's a female and she has her first baby, that's not a b'chor, and you do not give matanot from this animal when you shecht it. V'enyon yotzin l'chulin l'gazez v'laveh, they do not become fully chulin, and therefore you cannot shear them or work them. That's explicit in the Torah. V'ladan v'chalavan asur l'char pidyonan, after redeem them, the offspring and the milk are asur. V'ashochtan b'chutz chayav, you're still chayav for shechita b'chutz. We'll see about that in the next podcast. V'osin t'murah, they can still generate a t'murah. V'im meitu yikavru, and if they die, then they are not redeemed as is, but they have to be buried in their spot. Okay, now the Gemara immediately looks at the first clause, and Tama d'niftu, it's only because the animal that first had a mum, and then you were makdishit, let's say errantly, and then they were redeemed, then there's no b'chora. Halo niftu, so if you had not yet redeemed them, p'turim min ha-b'chora min ha-matanot, they're exempt from that. So kasavra kedushat damim madchem min ha-b'chora min ha-matanot, our Tana must hold that even kedushat damim, because think about this, when you sanctify an animal that already has a mum, it can only be kedushat damim. So our Tana must hold that Kedushat Damim exempts and deflects Bechorah and Matanot. Now, Yotzin Lachulin, we said in the second clause that these animals become fully chulin. Tama Deniftu, again, it's only because you redeem them. Halo Niftu, Asir Begizav Avoda. You're not allowed to shear them or to work with them. Sayla Rabbi Eliezer, that supports Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Kochev, Erekabait, Asurin Begizav Avoda. And by the way, that seems to say that our Mishnah only follows Rabbi Eliezer and would not follow the Chachamim, who say that Berek HaBayit has no Isur Gizav Avodah. So Amri, lo, that's not the case. Kedushat Damim leMizbeach hu deMichlufa b'Kedushat HaGuf leMizbeach. And now what we're reading is that the Isur of Gizav Avodah in our Mishnah is a Gezerah. It's not an essential law. It's there because if you sanctify something immediately for the Mizbeach, but it's Kedushat Damim, then you might make the mistake and say, well, once I redeem this, I can shear it and I can work it. I can shear it and I can work it. So therefore, even when I makdish something legufa mizbeach and it gets the mum afterwards, that I could shear it. And that's of course an isur d'oraita. So guys, rabbanon, that's where the rabbanon made the gzera. A kochi bet kabayit. If you stop and dedicate an animal and say this is for bet kabayit, do what you want with it, sell it. Somebody redeem it, and that money will go to Berakah Bayit, then there is no such Gezerah. And therefore, even Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer could subscribe to our Mishnah. Okay, Vladan v'chalavan mutar. Now, hey Chidami, what's the case with Vladan? Chalavan zizi, what's the case with Vlad? If it became impregnated and then gave birth, all of it after pidyon, so pshita, chulin, you know, they're totally chulin, the Vlad is chulin, there's no reason to think anything different. It must be that it became impregnated before pidyon, and of course, but the birth had to happen after pidyon. In other words, pidyon happened while it was pregnant. So, implying that if it happened, if it was redeemed after, if it gave birth before pidyon, meaning that that it gave birth and then you were poda the animal, that the baby, that the offspring is still kadosh. So now the question is, niftin tumim or ain't a niftin tumim? Remember, the mother is a balat mum, but this baby is a tmimah. She doesn't have any mumim. So therefore, can she be redeemed as is? Because kodshem izbeach cannot be redeemed unless they have a mum. Can she be redeemed as is tmimah or not? So Toshma, let's see. Amatvis baal mumin kvuin legabe mizbeach. If you have a baal mum kavua and you say I'm going to be makdis to the mizbeach, v'yaldu, and then they gave birth, yimachru ve'ein tzuchin mum. The babe can be, the offspring can be redeemed, and you don't need to have a mum in it. She'ein kedusha chal alehem, because there was no kedusha that fell on it, because the mother was never kadosh. And that's the reason, because you can't have the offspring be stronger than the source. Now, what do we read from there? That means it's only when we have the consideration of lo yetafel chamur min haikar that the offspring should not be stronger than the mother. But if you were makdish a zachar, which isn't going to have a baby, and you were makdish it l'damav, meaning you were makdish it immediately for its value, kadosh kedusha naguf, it has inherent value. So masayel rava dam rava hikdish zachar damim kadosh kedusha taguf. So in the case where you're makdish a female and she was a balat mum and then she had a baby, you would say indeed that you could redeem her, redeem the baby without pidyon, without mum. But if it's a male, in other words, you're makdishim as is l'damav, as for its own value, then it has some kedusha taguf, and that supports rava, and therefore you can only redeem it if it has a mum. Okay, hashochtan b'chutz patur. That was the next clause. We said that if you have one of these animals that developed its mum before your makdishit, if you shecht it outside of the precincts of the azara, then you're patur. Rabbi Elazar matni chayav. Rabbi Elazar's version of the Mishnah said chayav. Umokil abamat yachid. And he explained that their Mishnah is talking about a bamat yachid, a private bama, during heter bamot, when you're allowed to have bamot. We dealt with that at the end of Zvachim. The Amar Rabbi Elazar minayim is lezoveach behema balat mum bebamat yachid b'shat heter bamot. How do I know that if you have a bal mum and you shecht it in a private bama, when you're allowed to shecht at a private bama, shehu belo tase, that there's a lav shenemar lo tizbach ladun raydecha shor vaseh asher yeh bo mum, the beginning of Parshat Shoftim. There's an issur of being of a shochet. Now, imino inyan le bal magdola, they can't be talking about a regular korban on the mizbeach, tichtiv, averot o shavur, o yabelet, lo takrivu, kilo the ratzon yelachem. That's the general isur, balimum on the mizbeach. So that's already covered. So what's the pasukin's varium about? Imino inyan le bamat yachid. It must be talking about a private bama. So aim, wait, maybe not. Imino inyan le kodshim, imino inyan le bechor. Why don't we say that that pasuk, pasuk one in our handout, is really talking about Bechor, which is not covered by Kodshim, because Salkadat Dachamena Hoel Vakadosh Kedushu Balmum. After all, the Bechor Balmum has Kedusha. So therefore, Likrav Nami Kedushu Balmum, so maybe you should even bring it when it's a Balmum. After all, if you have a Bechor Balmum, it's the Lazadin of Kedushat Bechor. It goes to the Kohen. And so therefore, maybe you should bring it as an offering. So maybe Pasuk 1 tells us no, and maybe Pasuk 1 doesn't cover Bamat Yachid. The answer is Amri Bechor Behed Yektiv Be'ya. Bechor is also explicitly written, Pesach Oyver Lo Tizbachenu. The Torah says in Kol HaBechor that if you have one that is Pesach, it's lame, it's blind, you do not offer it, which means Baal Bechor Baal Mum is not offered. It's given to the Kohen as Chulin, as it were. Ve'ema Yimeinu Inyan L'Kodshim. So why don't we say this? Maybe Pasuk number 1 is not about Bamat Yachid, but Tanuin L'Maser. Maybe it's about Maser Behema. And again, and this is what we saw already in our Mishnah, that Bechor and Maaser are the two exceptions because they have some sort of inherent Kedusha, one at birth and one at counting. since a maaser bema also has sanctity as a balmum, tichtiv lo yivaker ben tov l'rav uven v'lo yachlifenu. You're not allowed to distinguish between good and bad, which means any maaser bema is maaser bema, even if it's a balmum. So nikrav nami b'mum, and maybe you should offer it up as a balmum. Kamashman alo, the same havmina we had with b'chor. So the answer is amri maaser nami gamar havara havara mi b'chor. I didn't have room to put these pesukim on the page, but we all know the pasuk v'havarta kopet rechem from Shmot Yud Gimel about the b'chor, and a kol asher yavor tachad hashavet at the end of a yikra about maaser beima. So the word havara appears in both cases to tell me just like a b'chor, balmum is not offered, a maaser balmum is not offered. So, I have another possible interpretation of verse 1, or application of verse 1, which is not Bamat Yachid. For Tmura. After all, a Tmura has Kedusha when it's has sanctity when it's a Balat Mum. I cannot swap it, which means that even if it became a Balmum, I can't swap it, it still has its Kedusha. So, Kraven Amikshi Balat Mum, so maybe I offer it as a Balat Mum, so Kamashman Delo. So the answer is Amar Krava Yahu Tmurato. The Torah says the index animal and its Tmur are both Kodesh. Mekish HaTmurato Lo. So the Torah compares the swapped out one for the original one. Mahu Balmum Lo. Just like the original one, if it's a Balmum, it's not offered. HaTmurato Balmum Lo. Same thing with the Tmura. Can't be offered as a Balmum. So Matkif the Rav Zerith comes up with a fourth possibility. Ematneu inyan levladot kodshim. By the way, vladot and tmurot often go together, and b'chor and maaser often come together. So it's two matched pairs. B'chor then maaser, tmura then vladot. Vladot kodshim is when an animal's hektish and it gives birth. After all, if a mother is a tmimah, and she gives birth to a baby and the baby is a balmum, it still has kedusha because of its mother. So maybe we should bring it up as a balmum again. We continue to have a havamina that because there's some sort of special push for kedusha here, or inherent kedusha that's built in, maybe it should be brought as a balmum too. Kamash melandelo. So maybe the pasuk number one is saying lo tizbach l'shem lokecha is talking about a vlad kodshim. Amarava no kvar paska tana rebbe Shmuel. Tana rebbe Shmuel already took care of that. Tana rebbe Shmuel. In Parshat Re, it says, only your kodashim that you have and your nedarim, you bring them to the place that Hashem chooses. Ra kodashecha means elu hatmurot, meaning not just the kodashim, but the things that come along with the kodashim, the tmura, the swap out. Hashayulacha, that happened to you, elu havladot, that they're the offsprings. Unedarecha, so hikishana katuv the neder, compares vlad and tmura to neder. Korban of a neder, my neder balmum lo, just like you cannot bring to fulfill your neder something that's a balmum. Af haninami balmum lo, same thing, vladot and tmurot cannot be brought if they are balimum. So therefore, Rabbi Lazar is supported here in saying that pasuk number one on our page, lo tizbach, is referring to bamat yachid. We've run out of all other possibilities. And therefore, when he was sort of stuck with the girsa in our Mishnah of Chayav, he said, how to be talking about a bamat yachid? And the chiyuv there was not for shchutei chutz, but for shchutei ba'almum. Okay, ve'enosin tmura. My time, why do these animals not generate tmura? Tamar kwa lo yechlifenov lo yamiro toto bura o rabitov. You can't swap it, good for bad or bad for good. Hash to rabitov amart lo, if the second clause says you can't swap a bad one for a good one, tov bura min baya, does the Torah have to tell me I can't swap a good one for a bad one? That's obvious. Ella told me karos, that's more. What it means is if something was originally good, which means it was hektish before it became balmum, then it can generate tmura. Rami karo enos tmura, but if it was originally bad, meaning it was originally balmum, then it can't generate tmura, and that's of course the situation in our Mishnah. The end of our Mishnah said, imetu yipadu. If they die, they are redeemed, as opposed to having to be buried. Being redeemed means that you're going to offer the value of the carcass and whatever the hektesh puts up as the value or the estimation is, and that's what you're going to pay. So Rav claims that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Shimon. How do we know? The Amar Kodshim is Be'ach, Hayu B'chal Ha'amada V'Haracha, Kodshim B'Rakavayt Lo Hayu B'chal Ha'amada V'Haracha. Rabbi Shimon has the following position. He says that when the Torah says, Hamido To'akoin, Vericho To'akoin, the Torah, that in order to redeem something from hektesh, and therefore you need to be able to stand it up in front of the Kohen and have the Kohen estimate how much it's worth, etc., that only applies to kosher mizbeach and kosher berak habayit. So therefore, when you were makdish this animal, it's already a balmum. When you were makdish it, automatically it was berak habayit. Therefore, there's no din of hamada varacha. And therefore, if it drops dead, it can be just assessed and you pay it out. You don't have to do a full hamada varacha, which you can't do when it's dead. Now, here's the Mishnah in Zvach in Tmura. Later on, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kosher berak habayit, he may to yipadu. Umoder Mishimon balmum mi karosh and ifteh. He also agrees that if you have something that was originally balmum, mi ifteh. That's our case. Now, my Tom, what's his reason? Tamar kra ota. Verich ota hakohen. Again, I apologize, there wasn't room on the page for the pasuk. But in Vayikra Chavzain, Verich ota hakohen, the kohen estimates it. Ota lemute balmum mi kar. It's there to exclude something that was balmum mi kar. It had to be something that was within the world of proper kodshim for at least a moment. Aval chachamim omrim, chachamim disagree and said he may to yikavru. Then in our Mishnah they would say if such an animal died, you'd have to bury it. Now man chachamim, who are these chachamim? Tana de Levi, who was version that Levi had, Levi the Talmud of Rebbe had, the Tana de Levi, hakol yibichlam amarav arachava filu balmum mikaro. He disagrees with Rishimon and says everything has the requirement of amarav aracha. You cannot redeem an animal unless. Whether it's kochim benakabayit or kochim izbeach, unless it's properly stood up, which means if it died, you can't redeem it, you gotta bury it. We'll see that that might not be the only reason for taking that position. In his version of the Mishnah, he read, afilu chaya, afilu of. He said, even a chaya and an of are included. If you're makdish a deer, or you're makdish a chicken, you still have to pull full hamad of barach, and if it dies, you have to bury it. Ha'ayv aktiv ota. The pasuk says v'reich otakoin, which is clearly eliminating something. So Tana Levi Kashi, you're right. That's a challenge to them. That's their shita, but that pasuk is a challenge. Now Varabanan Pligal Rabbi Shimon Mani. Now we have a following thing. We have to have three opinions here. We have Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which is one extreme, that kochi berakabayit do not have any hamad of aracha. We have Tana Levi that says everything has hamad of aracha. But what about the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Shimon in Tmura? The answer is achinami di meitu yipadu. Would they agree that you could redeem them? So ihachi, if that's the case, then Rav should have said zuti Rabbi Shimon umachlok katomi ba'ilahu. In other words, when we identified chachamim as being this tanan be'elevi, this very marginal opinion, so that means the mainstream opinion of Rabbanan should agree with Rabbi Shimon and say if it was a balmum mikaro, you don't have to do amar of aracha and you can redeem it as is. So Rav should have identified our Mishnah as being Rabbi Shimon and his opponents, meaning everybody except Be'levi. So Amri, the answer is Rav Rabbi Shimon Lakish. This is answer number one. Is Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Amar the Rabbanan kochim etakabayit haku ayu b'chol hamad avaracha v'shmizbech loy b'chol hamad avaracha. So he, Rabbi Shlokish, had the following opinion about Rabbanan, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Shimon. He said they have the exact opposite opinion. Is that only kochim etakabayit require hamad avaracha, not kochim mizbeach. And therefore they would say, if kochim mizbeach die, then you could redeem them, because you don't have to move hamad avaracha. And you cannot say that our Mishnah is like them, because Diktani Seifa in Mishnah Gimel, which we're going to see in the next podcast, it says if they die, you have to bury them. Now, parenthetically, it says, who says you have to bury them because you can't properly estimate them and you need Hamad of Aracha? Maybe you don't need Hamad of Aracha. Maybe it's only because you're not allowed to redeem kochim in order to feed them to the dogs. And this animal dropped dead, which means it's an avela, and you can only feed it to the dogs. So maybe you have to bury it because it's not nice for kochim. So Amri imke nidim nasu treifa ikavru. Then the Mishnah should have said if they became a treifa, not if it died. If it died, sounds like any kind of death. And therefore, it should have mentioned something that kind of we associate with the feeding to the dogs. So therefore, we say that the end of the Mishnah clearly is about Hamad Varacha, and Rabbanan, therefore, cannot be subscribed onto the Mishnah because they hold that there is no Hamad Varacha for Kochim Mizbeach, according to Resh Lakish. However, if we do not accept Resh Lakish, and we say that Rabbanan simply say Hamad Varacha applies to both, then we have the second answer, which is he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, which is that the Rabbanan hold Hamad Varacha applies to both. And his version actually read, this is Rabbi Shimon, and those who disagree with him, this is their version. So indeed, he didn't just say this is Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, but rather Rabbi Shimon umachlokato. Okay, we'll pause this point, we'll pick it up, and go back to Mishnah Gimel, and then conclude our analysis in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.